Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Microbeads may soon be a thing of the past. Those round little spheres of plastic are in everything from face wash to toothpaste. But there are a lot of environmental concerns. And before leaving town for the holidays, Congress passed a bill banning them. CNN's Samuel Burke joins us now. Hi, Samuel.
Hey there, Jeremy.
Good to have you. And this bill requires companies to phase microbeads out of their products by July of 2017. Tell us more about these microbeads. Obviously, there are ways to make these products without them. So why were they used? How long have they been in use?
Well, Jeremy, microbeads were actually invented in the 1970s and play an important role in medicines and electronics. But it's really in the past decade that they've become in vogue in toiletries. And while experts say they are effective in face washes and body washes to get dirt and grease off of our skin, they do question some of the effectiveness in other products like toothpaste, where we find them. They're supposed to polish our teeth, but a lot of dental hygienists complain that they actually find them lodged in people's gums.
And what are the environmental concerns that have obviously gotten some sort of bipartisan agreement on banning them?
Well, these little plastic beads in and of themselves aren't problematic. The problem is once they go through our pipes, they're so small that they pass through filters, and along the way, they actually collect chemicals around them, and then they go into lakes and oceans, and then aquatic animals eat them, and then to bring it full circle, we eat the seafood, and there they are. Bon appetit.
So what do we do now? What companies are going to be impacted by this bill, and how are they going to handle this ban?
Well, a lot of companies, you know, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, they have these microbeads in their products. And in all fairness, a lot of them have already committed to having these microbeads out. But what this does is make it so that they have to have it by July of 2017. They can't say, oh, we didn't meet the deadline that we had set for ourselves. And they're going to have a lot of alternatives that they're probably going to put in instead of plastic microbeads. It's not microbeads that are the problem. It's the plastic microbeads that really cause issues.
Alternatives like what?
Microbeads that are made of olives, rice, walnut shells. Products like St. Ives, which are really popular face washes, already have walnut shells. And even yam nut shell powder is going to be replacing a lot of them. So these products are biodegradable. And that's the problem with the plastic. They're not biodegradable.
It's interesting because we've talked about this issue a number of times over the years. People have brought up the environmental concerns with microbeads, that all of a sudden this happens, that Congress, which, you know, a lot of people would say they don't do very much these days, they can't get to agreement on very many things, they pass this in this big bill. I sort of wonder if in this enormous bill that was passed, if people actually willingly banned the microbeads or if it just had to get through so that they just did it.
Well, what's fascinating here, Jeremy, is the fact that actually a lot of the big companies that have these microbeads in their products were pushing for this. The reason for that is a lot of states have been pushing bans state by state, and it's all of a sudden become a patchwork of laws, which makes it very difficult for the companies to comply with, and a lot of them thought they were going to have to pull them off the shelves in the next few months. So this means they're all on a level playing field, so both environmentalists as well as the companies were pushing for this, and that's probably why it passed.
Samuel Burke of CNN joining us from KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona today. Samuel, thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too. You're listening to Here and Now.